Hello, exam seekers. I'm Patty, and today I bring some new content for you. Today, the topic is TKT or CELTA, which way to go? Many teachers, when they start their teaching pathway, come across the CELTA and the TKT, usually referred to by colleagues in the area or as a job requirement. Even though they do some research on the topic, these teachers still don't know if they should do one or the other. When I started my pathway to teaching, I came across these two acronyms, but fortunately, I heard about them separately, which gave me some time to study them both. However, as I mentioned, many teachers don't know much about them. So today, let's talk about some of the differences between the TKT and the CELTA. What is the TKT? As you may know, the TKT stands for Teaching Knowledge Test. It is an 80-question test from Cambridge that assesses your basic teaching knowledge. The TKT is divided into three core modules: TKT Module 1, Language and Background to Language Learning and Teaching; TKT Module 2, Lesson Planning and Use of Resources for Language Teaching; TKT Module 3, Managing the Teaching and Learning Process; and two specialist modules, the TKT YL, Young Learners, and the TKT CLIO, Content and Language Integrated Learning. These 80 questions test can be taken together or separately. Each takes up to 120 minutes. What is the CELTA? The CELTA, differently from the TKT, is a course. It stands for Certificate in English Language Teaching for Adults, actually known as Certificate in Teaching English to Speakers of Other Languages. Therefore, it is not just an exam that you sit, do, and leave. It is a 120-hour course that comprises written assignments, assessed teaching practices, input sessions, and watching classes. What are the requirements? There are not many requirements, though. Both the TKT and the CELTA are suitable for people who are already teachers and want to specialize themselves in the field or are training to become teachers. There is just the age requirement, especially for the CELTA course, which is 18 or above, and the English level requirement. For the TKT, the minimum is the CEFR level B1, the B1 preliminary, or a 4 in IELTS. For the CELTA, the minimum is the CEFR level C1. For all these reasons, the CELTA is considered a higher level qualification than the TKT. Now, what are the differences between the CELTA and the TKT? The biggest differences between these two, besides the fact that one is an exam and the other is a course, are the numbers of hours you spend with them. You can take the TKT without taking a course, which will take you basically 120 minutes from your day. However, it is just expected that you know the syllabus and are aware of the methodologies and names that they will ask on the test. And for that, you can self-study with the book or take a prep course. If you take a prep course and, well, study, you will take more than 100 minutes, right? But anyways, the idea is that for the TKT, for each TKT, it takes basically 120 minutes because you sit, you do it, and then you leave. On the other hand, for the CELTA, you do have to spend several hours planning classes, watching classes, applying lessons, and writing assignments. There are books about the CELTA, and there is also the bibliography from the course. So, it's a long path here. There is also the difference in ways you can take both. Since the TKT is an exam, you have to go presently to take the tests. Meanwhile, for the CELTA, you can choose either to take it half online, watching classes and input sessions, and half in person, applying the classes, or the full course presently. And you also have the option of taking the CELTA full-time, which takes a whole month, or part-time, which takes several weeks, one day of each at least. Another interesting difference is that there is no pass or fail for the TKT. You are assessed, so you can do very well and score a band 4, or you can do badly and score a band 1. Meanwhile, the CELTA is a pass or fail course, and you also can score higher levels, pass, pass B, or pass A. Now, an important question. Which one should I take first? If you don't have a high level of English, C1 or C2, it is advisable that you start with the TKT, while you study hard and improve your English skills. On the other hand, if you are at a C1 or C2 level and do not feel ready to take a CELTA, you can take the TKT. Because, as I mentioned, the CELTA course is demanding. As I've mentioned, you have to be a C1 level to take the CELTA course. However, if you show them that you can fulfill the whole course, I mean, before taking the CELTA, you go through an interview in which they ask you questions related to your life, and while they ask these questions to understand your profile, they also are assessing your English. So, if by this interview you can show them, you can prove them that you have the necessary language and that you can complete the CELTA course, I don't see why they wouldn't accept you as a CELT. Well, the TKT is a certificate that proves that you know basic theory in teaching English as a foreign language. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are able to apply the theory. Meanwhile, the CELTA is a certificate that proves that you know how to implement this theory since you have practice. A while ago, there was the TKT Practical, which offered 40 hours of observed teaching, but it was discontinued after a revision for Cambridge 2015 exams. Therefore, you now only have the option of putting this theory into practice by taking the CELTA course. All in all, it is a personal choice. I myself took the 3 modules of the TKT before taking the CELTA course. Firstly, I got to know the theory, and once I took the CELTA, much of the syllabus was already incorporated. So I would say that it is nice to take the TKT first, and of course study for it because, well, you know. Then take the CELTA. It is a nice stepping stone. Choose your path carefully and walk along. As I mentioned, I went to Canada and I took the TKT prep course. When I came back to Brazil, I tried for the TKT modules 1, 2, and 3. It was back in 2011. After that, in 2015, I took the CELTA course. So there was a gap there. But, well, I didn't forget the things I've learned, right? Well, I hope that I have cleared some questions there. If you have some more questions, write in the comments in the blog exam-seekers.com or examseekers.wordpress.com. As I mentioned, I took a course for the TKT, right? And they offered me the book. So if you want to self-study, you can get the book. I'll leave the link in the description. The CELTA course also offers a book, but I didn't use one. Well, I used what the teachers provided in the course, right? But I'll leave the links in the description. Make sure you read them, okay? One more thing. I'm uploading this content to YouTube. I hope that I can do that on Tuesday. So make sure you check the YouTube exam seekers. I cannot offer a link, a specific link yet, because I don't have the number of followers yet, unfortunately. So make sure you go to the YouTube channel and check out for exam seekers and follow the YouTube channel and check out the content there as well. Okie dokie. Well, that's it for today. Please share this episode with the others and follow the blog on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. There's also the Twitter. They're all facebook.com/examseekers, instagram.com/examseekers, and twitter.com/examseekers. Thanks for listening to me. I'll leave all the links in the description. Make sure you check them out. And see you next time. Bye-bye.